It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
I know, I just can't get enough of ghosts. But battlefields all around the world are another great place to come across a few spooky wookies, so to speak. Battlefields are the scene of murder, mutilation, and mayhem. And so it's not surprising that they are some of the most common arenas for supernatural encounters. Residual energies of the mutual hatred felt by opposing armies and the violence perpetrated still seem to echo around the scene of many of these places. Innumerable visitors report strange phenomena, such as the eerie sensation of being watched, ghostly lights, mysterious cold pockets of air, and sightings of the spirits of long-dead soldiers. One of the most famous battlefields in British history is Culloden Moor in the Scottish Highlands, the site of the last battle to be fought on the mainland British soil. The ferocious and bloody fighting that took place on the sudden day, April 1746, lasted a mere 40 minutes, but the effects of the slaughter abide to this very day. The battle was between the Jacobites, under Bonnie Prince Charlie, who were seeking to restore Stuart monarchy to the throne, and government troops led by Prince William, the Duke of Cumberland. The Jacobites were exhausted, having spent many days marching back from an ineffectual mission to gather more troops and a failed surprise attack on the Duke's men. They were also vastly outnumbered and not suited to fighting on boggy moorland. The battle commits with an artillery exchange that decimated the Jacobite forces. Bonnie Prince Charlie was notably absent from the front line, so the men were left leaderless and hesitant, with no real battle plan. The slaughter intensified when they finally decided to charge, as those troops that had managed to survive the bombardment were then slain by a new and highly successful strategy employed by Prince William's troops. Cunningly, this involved stabbing the Highlander to the right of the man directly faced and took the Jacobites totally by surprise. It meant that the government troops were able to inflict wounds on their enemy under the right sword arm, an area left unprotected due to the fact that the small shield that they carried, known as a targe, was borne on the left arm. Those who were not mortally wounded were cruelly slaughtered as they lay on the blood-soaked ground, and those who fled were hunted down and murdered without pity. Bonnie Prince Charlie managed to escape to Italy, but was never able to return to his native land. Blood-soaked grounds after these battles. I mean, this is the 15th time I've said this month, but do you want ghosts? Because this is how you get ghosts. Those who have visited the scene of this battle speak of numerous mysterious happenings, particularly in the anniversary of the action on April 16th. Oh, I wouldn't want to be there on that day. For example, they see the ghostly soldiers and hear the clamor of the carnage and clash of steel. Oh, boy. Specific sightings of tall, gaunt Highlanders who utters the word defeated under his breath are described. Others report coming across the specter of dead Highland officers lying beneath a tartan cloth on one of the merry burial grounds and mounds of the battle site. Birds are said to fall silent in the region of these mounds, and there are also numerous wells strewn across the area that are said to be abound with the spirits of the dead, most notably St. Mary's Well. Oh, and how could we not talk about Gettysburg? I've actually had people on my show talk about Gettysburg, but, you know, I think we should mention it here. Of course, I'll give you the Cole's Note version. Also ripe with numerous and hauntings, it's Gettysburg, the site of one of the most bloodiest and most infamous battles in the history of the United States. As the location of the turning point in the Civil War, which raged in the country during the 19th century, Gettysburg is of evident importance from a historical perspective. But could it also be of supernatural significance? Visitors flock to the region every year to check it out, see if they can capture EVPs, full-body apparitions. They do whatever they can, but, you know, it's always hit or miss. One thing is for certain, though, there's a very large number of ghost hunters out there who have had great success on these battlefields. Now, this battle took place all the way back in 1863 and was fought between the Army of Potomac, led by George Gordon Meade, and the Confederate troops, General Robert E. Lee. A number of strategic skirmishes took place, the most famous of which was Pickett's Charge, the Confederate attack against the Union troops. It was the Union side, however, that was to attain victory in the encounter, which saw a staggering loss of a whopping 48,000 lives in one day. When the fighting ceased, the battlefield was awash with blood and echoed with the agonized cries of mortally wounded men from both sides. Warships to come as huge hogs let loose by the destruction of containing fences gorged themselves on the bodies of the dead and the dying. So I want you to picture that. You're lying in a pool of your own blood. Your life is fading from you. You look over, you see your enemy, same thing happened to them. You look over, you see your buddy, same thing happened to them. And then in the distance, you see this giant pig running towards you. He stops, looks at you, and starts to eat you alive. Over the years, visitors to the site of the battle have reported curious occurrences, most notably in those areas of the field that saw the most intensive fighting, such as the High Water Mark, Little Round Top, and Devil's Den. They have spoken of face-to-face encounters with ghostly soldiers and recall feeling suddenly and strangely cold, as well as hearing the solemn beat and heat of battle drums and the sound of men marching. Electrical equipment also seems to register the potential presence of supernatural activity, as cameras and recording devices that previously were functioning perfectly normally and inexplicably fail to work around the site of the battle. This isn't surprising. After doing many investigations myself of places, this is very, very commonplace that this stuff seems to interfere with electronics, in particular batteries. It's not only on the battlefield of Gettysburg that mysterious happenings do take place. Local residents also seem to have had their fair share of ghostly encounters. Ghostly soldiers have been seen in those buildings that were standing at the time of the battle, where strange noises and spectral orbs are frequently reported. The Eisenhower Elementary School, a man's boot prints repeatedly appear on the ceiling, high ceiling of the first floor bathroom. Noises are also heard in this room, and tiny green flashes are said to appear when the lights are extinguished. Gettysburg College is also inhabited by supernatural residents dating from the Civil War. One of the most haunted buildings on campus, Pennsylvania Hall, was used as a hospital during the conflict, and as such was inevitably the site of pain, suffering, death, and, well, you want ghosts? This is how you get ghosts. Students of the college have reported many strange happenings. For example, the building's lift. Oh, this is a great story. Rather than going to the selected story, often inexplicably descends to the basement, where its occupants are suddenly confronted with a particularly gruesome hospital scene. Others tell of a Civil War soldier who has been seen guarding the hospital from his position in the cupola on the roof of the building. Upon noticing the gaze of the living person looking at him, he is said to aim his rifle at the imagined intruder before disappearing into thin air. Oh, man. There you have it. Why does this stuff capture my attention? Well, I'm really well known for investigating an abandoned military embankment named Cape Spear, Newfoundland. Those military embankments down there are, now they're actually all renovated and a beautiful place to go visit. But, you know, I did almost 30 investigations down there and found so much weird stuff. I truly do believe that battlefields are haunted. Absolutely. Especially ones that had like a lot of bloodshed. Just statistically, thinking, you know, if hauntings truly do exist, then a place where 48,000 people died in like a day or two is probably a good place to start for looking for them. Anyway, guys, I hope you guys don't die in the next day or two. I hope you're having a happy Halloween and you're enjoying this crazy month. 31 days of Halloween on the Odd the Newfoundland. Don't forget to come back tomorrow and check out the next episode. Take care, guys.